Today, I'd like to talk to you about healthy bleeding. Healthy bleeding. I know you're thinking, what? Healthy bleeding? Isn't bleeding one of the ABCs of emergency medicine? A being keeping the airway open, B stopping the bleeding, C maintaining circulation, and there's also a D and E, disability and exposure. But I don't want to focus on that right now, so I digress a little bit. Recently, I've been doing some extensive research into some of the healthy aspects of bleeding, also called donating blood, therapeutic phlebotomy, and even leech therapy. Leeches were brought up recently with my son, who works at a university hospital, and we were both surprised when leeches were brought in for a patient whose skin graft wasn't taking very well. And I've heard about leech therapy, but it was decades ago, and I thought it was kind of forgotten as a major therapy, and he felt the same way. But the reality is the leeches are still being used, and they are subject of ongoing research due to the unique qualities of their saliva, which is quite fascinating. Of course, leeches have been used since Egyptian times for all kinds of problems, including infections, skin diseases, and neurologic problems. And medicinal leeches, believe it or not, can grow up to 20 centimeters or 8 inches in length. And they can consume 10 times their weight in blood. So a 5 to 15 milliliter meal is typical. And they can live up to a year between feedings. So it's pretty remarkable. In modern times, they're mainly used for plastic surgeries, microsurgeries, or wounds that fail to heal. And they're especially useful for diabetics who risk losing a limb, or patients with heart disease who have poor circulation, even high blood pressure, or those with blood clots, hemorrhoids, or varicose veins. And I don't want any calls about treating hemorrhoids with leeches later, so please refrain from that. Thank you. Studies have also shown leeches can help individual joint inflammation in osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis. The anti-inflammatory and anesthetic peptides in the leech saliva help reduce pain and swelling. Leech saliva is also being studied as a cancer treatment to help prevent the colonization, also called metastasis, of cancer cells in distant parts of the body. And anyway, I could likely spend the entire show on leeches, but I want to talk about other ways of bleeding, particularly donating blood. And some of the research behind blood donations is really remarkable. And obviously, you don't necessarily have to buy leeches to benefit from bloodletting. Some of the surprising benefits of blood donation include greater longevity, a lower risk of developing cancer, less heart attacks, less strokes, less incidence of type 2 diabetes, and even shorter and fewer hospitalizations. On the longevity question, they did a study in Sweden. Over 1 million donors were looked at, and they found that an extra annual donation in fact, in Sweden, they expect people to donate at least once a year. So they found that people who donated an extra time each year amounted to an 18.6% reduction in overall mortality rate. So all causes of mortality were reduced by 18.6%. In a cancer study, they found that this was a 20-year study of 863,000 donors. The blood donor mortality rate was just 70% of the non-donor cancer population. And I'm not sure about the physiology of that, but I just thought that was fascinating. And in heart disease, heart attacks, they studied men, 2,800 men over a 9-year period. They were aged 42 to 60. Only one man out of those donating blood in the 24 months prior to the baseline exams had a heart attack, compared to 316 of the non-donors. This amounted to an overall 88% reduced risk of heart attack. So amazing, amazing numbers by simply donating blood. Type 2 diabetes also, blood donors, even as little as 2 times over 5 years, had greater insulin sensitivity, and insulin secretion was less than half of the non-donors. Remember, in type 2 diabetes, they often produce overproduce insulin because it is more resistant to glucose metabolism. And then also in hospitalizations, there was an Italian study showing analyzing over 120,000 admissions to the hospitals there. Blood donors had a 73.5% less admission rate. So remarkable numbers. Also, their length of stay was shorter. They had less mortality while in the hospital and also a higher age at death. These are amazing statistics and make me want to go out and donate today. All these health benefits, and you're benefiting your community also, especially for those hit hard by all the storms we've been having this fall in the U.S. And bleeding goes back almost to the Middle Ages, and typically barbers were used to be the original bleeders for people who also performed tooth extractions, minor surgery, leeching, and even enemas. And when you go to a barbershop, you often see a red, white, and blue circulating pole outside. And that was a sign that people would know that the red represented blood, the blue were representing veins, and the white represented bandages. So that's where you could get your leech therapy. So now we don't necessarily go in for that. Of course, too much of a good thing can be harmful too. We know that George Washington was bled for a throat infection back in 1799. And interestingly, over a 10-hour period, he was bled 3.75 liters. This was just prior to his death. And for a typical 150 to 180-pound male, we only have like 4.7 to 5.5 liters of blood in us. So possibly this may have had something to do with his death. We can interpret that likely. So at Tahoma Clinic, we often check people's blood viscosity to see if blood donation might be a good way to prevent heart attacks, strokes, and high blood pressure. And of course, when a guy is taking testosterone therapy, this can also increase risk of higher number of red blood cells in the body. Testosterone is very anabolic, and that signals to our bodies to make more red blood cells to oxygenate better. Although we find, and also the research shows, that when you're using testosterone as a topical cream, the risk is only about 12.8% compared to 12.8% in increasing the red blood cell count compared to injectable testosterone, which is about 66.7%. And you've also probably heard of testosterone pellets that are embedded below the skin surface. That also raises the risk of increasing red blood cells by 35%. So, and according to the Endocrine Society clinical practice guidelines, hematocrit, which is again the number of red blood cells in the blood, over 54%, they recommend a discontinuation of testosterone treatment. And if there is high blood pressure either before or during testosterone therapy, this also warrants discontinuation of treatment. So rather than discontinuing, another option is to donate blood every, 4 to 6 months, 2 to 3 times yearly, and then monitor your hematocrit or blood viscosity regularly. And this is what we recommend at Tahoma Clinic. Meridian Valley Lab, which is right upstairs from our Tukwila Clinic, is glad to measure your blood viscosity for you. And I'll just mention their number is 206-209-4200. And that is this week's Green Medicine Health Tip.